This episode brought to you by HelloFresh. Delicious pre-measured ingredients and simple chef-made recipes delivered to your doorstep every week. Also brought to you by Bespoke Post. Get your box of awesome today.
Villain to stop called the Nostalgia Critic.
As
a billionaire, I can, of course, do whatever I want. And I want you to stop his review of Charlie's Angels. As always, you'll need a sexy disguise. YouTubers are known for being terrified of Chippendale dancers, so get on it.
Charlene's Angels! You did your research! You know we YouTubers are allergic to sexy male dancing!
Good work, Angels. But you forget, the only thing YouTubers hate more than Chippendales is leather pants!
Huh? Oh, I mean, yes, leather pants are the worst, so! Oh, how can I take any more? Excuse me. Yeah, terrifying. Get out of here.
Oh, you got him now. Actually, I hear his greatest weakness is dressing up like the cast of Gargoyles.
All right, Charlene.
Oh, Critic, you want your payment early? Here you go.
Oh, yes, thank you so much. I mean, no, this doesn't feel right.
Oh, what doesn't feel right?
I don't know, you pay me to be the villain to lure out these guys so they can dress in different sexy costumes?
Why? They think they're doing good.
Do you know that? I mean, do you actually know anything about them?
Of course, everyone knows about Phil, Bill, and Eric Ill.
Well, of course everybody knows about them. In a way that's funny in short spurts on a Z-grade review show, but for a longer amount of time, don't you want to get to know them?
Not really. They look sexy in the outfits that I give them, and that's all that matters.
Why don't you just watch porn like a decent person? Have I actually lived long enough where that sentence kind of makes sense?
Perv, I'm not a deviant like you. I need entertainment that has a story and characters like a decent human being. Bring out the honey. He hates that.
Do they even know I left the room?
No, I'm not aware that you left the room.
You know, maybe I'm just not a Charlie's Angels fan. Based on the hit TV show from the 70s, the idea seems fun enough with a faceless millionaire hiring three beautiful detectives to solve crimes and kick ass. Despite being a simple and, yeah, arguably silly idea, there were some possibilities for a good time. But I've seen two cinematic reboots of this and, man, none of it grabbed me. Full disclosure, I've never watched the show either, but I did watch an episode for this review to get an idea and—
Oh, monsieur, was the shower on? Well, I'm so sorry, I have had a cold and my ears are all stuck up.
Maybe it was a bad episode. Look, I know what this is supposed to be, a mindless adventure where sexy people look good and whoop ass, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do that. Black Adam and Tomb Raider are pretty decent. Fantastic Four and Catwoman are not. Sex appeal in an hour and a half movie can't hold your attention if there isn't fun involved. And no fun can be had for that amount of time if you can't enjoy the characters. In this instance, it's not even a matter of enjoying any character as much as finding any character. All of these actresses have been great in other roles, yet they're given no personalities whatsoever. Hell, even Bill Murray, one of my favorite people to watch, even in bad things, has nothing to go off of. The only thing the film has going for it is that it is the epitome of a 2000s time capsule. If Space Jam was the most 1996 thing ever made, then Charlie's Angels is the most 2000s thing ever made. But seeing how I hate the early 2000s, the film's nostalgia has no hold on me. So let's take a look and see where everything went so dull. This is... Hello?
Critic, can you pretend you have a weakness to men dressed like Thor?
I mean, who doesn't? Charlie's Angels. We open on a plane that I think even a Mega Shark movie could render better, where we see God apparently makes bank, gets nuns fly first class in this world.
I'm sorry, sir. This cabin is restricted to first class.
Are you looking for this?
Take that, racism, says the movie that literally had this scene follow it.
Thank you. Sporty. Sporty.
Classic case of do as I say, not as I say. LL Cool J seems to be a secret agent in disguise, and put away the excitement thinking he's reprising his role from Toys, his real identity will somehow be stranger than that.
Another movie from an old TV show.
Well, if there's anything Home Sweet Home Alone taught me, it's that 20 years later, we'll still think acknowledging this will excuse it. He reveals he has a bomb, and he takes him off the plane. Yeah, good luck getting that door back on, everybody. Safe flight!
I'm being 2,000 to death!
Cameron Diaz as Natalie waits in a lovely green screen studio as Lucy Liu as Alex delivers her catch. And just as you're wondering if you walked into one of the lamer of the Austin Powers movies, we get this.
I think you mean crazy bitch.
So, just to catch up, modern day internet, Drew Barrymore dressed as a black man, imitated a black voice, wore African garb, and had the ovaries to do this after preaching, don't be racist.
Well, that about does it. Here's your cancel slip. Your career's officially over. No, that means anything anymore. You're just canceled. You had a good run, a couple of times even.
It's okay, she doesn't see color. If she did, she would have keyed out those green outlines in her hair a little better.
Once upon a time, there were three very different little girls.
Thus we get an intro narrated by Charlie, who talks about our hero's upbringing. And that's Drew Barrymore's upbringing, all right. Okay, I swear I have more than Barrymore jokes. It's just after this scene, you naturally want to make more. She plays Dylan and wakes up next to...
Figured we could have a little breakfast.
Stop making it so easy to make fun of you! Yep, that's her ex-husband Tom Green playing Chad in this movie. And to be fair, I think this is how quick Drew naturally moves after making love to him.
Is it the Chad?
It might be the Chad.
Sorry, Tom, even the world's most 2000s movie still says you're too much 2000s for him.
The Chad!
I hope the set lifeguard was like...
I can't swim.
Cut to Natalie dancing with the Night at the Roxbury guys, but without the comedy. So, Night at the Roxbury. But it turns out it was all a dream. I guess that says a lot about her character. Look, her butt!
Must be missing an angel.
I worked with Martin Scorsese. He smells like pie.
Don't worry, her dialogue will class things up.
I signed that release waiver, so you can just feel free to stick things in my slot.
Vagina.
You can admit it. You accidentally gave a $90 million budget to the porn parody script, didn't you? Hey look, a Hollywood set. I wonder if this bomb defusing scene is phony.
Which wire? The red one or the blue one?
Oh my god, you really got me, movie! Like you really, really got me! Just can you pretend someone's watching you with the volume on? Well, after that amazing character setup with the other two angels, no, seriously, that's all the setup we get for them. What's Alex's identity? She can't cook.
These look great, Alex.
Oh my god.
Oh man, that's like half of what women are. Barrymore, you produced this? We're introduced to Bosley, played by Bill Murray, who gives assignments from Charlie, who gives assignments via speakerphone, so I never really got the point of him.
I must have the heart of a rhino.
You do. And you'd be proud of it.
Wow, that's the fastest I've seen Murray not have chemistry with anyone. When he played Garfield, he recorded everything in the sound booth. Yet I still feel like he was more present on set than in this movie.
Your hearts will be so buff, you will be able to clean and jerk his love. 3 sets, 10 reps each.
What are you talking about?
Apparently a brilliant engineer named Knox, played by Sam Rockwell, has been kidnapped as he was taken away in front of the president of his company.
Vivian Wood.
Oh, she did it.
Well, I guess we can all go home then.
Meet Vivian Wood, our new client.
Well, that just cements even more she did it. Yeah, I got it right away. I think a movie that says TV shows made into films are dumb would quite clearly pull this trick. This does bring us to maybe the only person who looks like he's actually having fun in this movie. Mr. Space himself, Tim Curry.
I could use someone like you on my staff.
My hands aren't going anywhere near your staff.
I give him credit for not only being entertaining in everything he's in, but for playing his scenes like a comical, awkward guy trying to get a laugh out of the audience. Not an actual awkward guy who acts like being around three hot women gives him an excuse not to try and develop a character.
Just by activating the right energy points, you can increase circulation.
Okay, I'm sorry. How did Totally Spies get labeled a fetish spy show and this one get off scot-free? Still awkwardly giggling at that LL Cool J disguise? Don't worry, we'll make things more uncomfortable. They bump into Sean Connery from You Only Live Twice saying,
"Oh, thank God, we'll both age like milk."
Also, is the church a secret agency in this? Why are there so many nuns in this movie? Are you gonna just make them nuns in the next one? What laced mental breadcrumbs are you leaving for me?
Did you see my butt?
Three cheeseburgers, three french fries, and three cherry pies. What do you guys want?
Oh, she eats a lot. That's her identity, I guess. Oh, okay, that scene's over. Wasn't even a minute. On to the next one.
Excuse me, lady.
I have to partake in a who can best pretend they want to be here competition.
Let's see if you can survive a test of intuition and judgment.
Oh, it's all curry, man. Yeah, I thought my two Uries together would be amazing, but shit, you're really blowing it, Charlie's Angels. What is Haley Joel Osment and Destiny's Child around the next corner? How much 2000s is in this?
Lift your goddamn hair.
This whole film is a commercial for a product we never see. This was directed by everyone's favorite discontinued fast food sandwich who made music videos and commercials prior. And that's why these flicks always make for cool trailers, but dentist appointment movies. Did I miss the conversation that led here? You know what, screw it. I'll give it a point for at least trying to utilize your two Uries together. It'd look good on a poster. They find an assassin called the Thin Man, played by Crispin Glover, who, yeah, let's admit it, is the only one aside from Curry who's yucking things up in a fun way. Oh, damn our big boobs! Nice creation of the only funny scene from Scary Movie 2. We get a lot of 2000s wirework fighting, which I don't have a problem with. I always find that kind of silly fun. And though the Thin Man does get away, they find Knox. Like almost everyone, Rockwell acts like he was given the script a minute before action and was told, just make up a character that might go with this.
What's so special about your software?
Oh, it's really quite amazing. We developed a program.
Because I'm an engineer, right? Right, I'm an engineer.
Looks like it's off to the races, Angels.
What? Why? Oh, okay, I'm sure they explain, but nobody cares. Just get them in tight costumes.
Say, is that my masseuse? Oh shit, does that make me racist? I wouldn't be the first one in this movie.
And then lick the steering wheel, because, you know, girl power and shit. You produced this!
Bye, cowboy.
They spot the Thin Man at the racetrack and... Crispin Glover really is a one-man David Lynch movie. He tries driving out off the track, but Natalie chases him. Wanna see some great editing? Wow, that really emphasized they're both in cars! She runs him off a bridge and, yes, early 2000s movie, we even got our one woman wailing soundtrack. Wait, what am I talking about? That's just Glover screaming on his way down. So hey, if you ever need a replacement. Waiting, waiting in anticipation, waiting in eagerly eagerish anticipation for my darling, my beautiful HelloFresh. Don't I have anything better to do? No, I don't. HelloFresh is that deliciousness. You've got New Year's goals, and HelloFresh is here to help you achieve them. Skip the grocery store and take control of your time and budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. Oh, Gosford Park, I want you. And all your freshy hello-ness. HelloFresh's festive fare collection features limited-time recipes made with seasonal produce and premium proteins. get out of the post-holiday slump with these elevated winter classics. As someone who's not a particularly good cook, I adore HelloFresh. It saves me so much time and is so fast and easy to make. My personal favorite is the cranberry apple pork chop. Look at that, just look at that. I'm about to eat the screen! Oh no! Just wait. Be a good little boy and wait for the mail lady. I always scare her when she sees me waiting by the door, but then I tell her I'm waiting for HelloFresh and she understands, a little more. She says she does. I don't think she does. Go to HelloFresh.com/Critic22 and use the code Critic22 for 22 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Critic22 for 22 free meals plus free shipping. I can't take it. I can't take the waiting anymore. I'm gonna do something terrible! Oh wait, I'm also waiting for Beast Book Post. I'm happy now. For now. One of the most awesome days of the month is when the box of awesome from Beast Book Post arrives. There's so many amazing things you can get, and I'm especially excited to get this peek. The fit is close to the body, but not skin tight, giving you that extra layer of warmth on a cold day. And it looks like it's made by Propeller. I didn't know Propeller made clothes. I didn't even know they existed. But that's really one of the coolest things about Beast Book Post. Every unique item is hand curated from a small business that you probably would never have heard of otherwise. From cozy essentials to travel must-haves and cocktail kits, Box of Awesome has everything you need this month. Oh, the wait is starting to get to me. Better break out that emergency happy. There it is. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. Each box is valued at around $70, but you only pay a fraction of that price. Plus, with each box of awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your box of awesome is from a small, up-and-coming brand. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. But seriously, I can't wait the waiting anymore. I need something to help me out, like 20% off or something. Oh, okay. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code NOSTALGIA at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code NOSTALGIA for 20% off your first box. Again, that's boxofawesome.com, code NOSTALGIA.
Oh my god, when's the mail lady gonna get her?
Now I can't enjoy it, I exploded. Come see Doug play Miles Morales every Friday on Twitch. We also have content 6 days a week. Hope to see you there. So the Angels have to get through high-tech security to get Nox's software.
Yeah, these two wouldn't stand out in an Indian dance bar. It's almost like this scene was written just to get him in these costumes. Oh well, admittedly, it could be worse.
Whoa! Whoa!
So, just to catch you up, modern day internet, Drew Barrymore is dressed as a black. Hello? Wait. Just wait. Really? It gets worse than.
I wish I was you about to find this out.
No? Okay, I trust you.
She produced this!
Yeah, why not?
My singing box is sexy.
This whole film is the most high-budgeted OnlyFans request ever. Oh, I'm totally gonna ignore this eye scan thing that just happened to me because goyles! Give credit, at least more than one sex are treated like donkey asses in this. Yeah, what was that? 40 seconds these costumes and then 40 seconds these costumes. Time to switch it up again! Man, you really think guys finish fast to these, don't you? I mean, you're right, if this is what they jerk it to instead of porn, but give some time to clean up at least. I will admit Barrymore and Diaz as businessmen do look pretty funny. They got kind of a Daniel Radcliffe, Ron Swanson thing going on. And after how well this film aged, I bet Melissa McCarthy isn't gonna highlight this on her IMDb anytime soon.
I'm sorry for all this confusion. I had you on the schedule for next week.
Yes.
Come on, guys, there ain't no dames in anything tech-related. Hell, even McCarthy's just the secretary.
Christ, this film is making Michael Bay look like an MSNBC anchor.
I thought the Coke machine should be free.
Perfect.
Lucy Liu's thinking, man, the guy who flaunts his obsession with feet is making me feel more comfortable than every scene in this. Has it been over a minute? Shit, we're late on that sexy costume change.
Any contact which exceeds 0.25 seconds will trigger the alarm.
They thought about having it go off, you know, just when somebody touches it, but having a certain amount of time just made too much sense.
You guys are tremendous, thanks.
They get what they're looking for and hand it over to Nox and Vivian. And tell me,
the these three are not actively trying to have no personality.
Bosley has it back at the agency in the laptop.
Our goal was to find out whether or not Red Star had stolen your software.
If we get any proof, we'll give it to you right away.
You know, I would say AI has evolved from painting to acting, but I'm sorry, AI would produce better art than this.
What about you? Did you ever have parents? I mean,
my mom died when I was six and I never met my father.
Ah! Backstory! Get rid of it fast! Oh, thank God. Oh, I'm not kidding, only 45 minutes in, and that's the closest to character we get out of this. And you guessed right, they never return to it. But at least we see the more important development, the product placement.
I don't know how to make chicken. Shake and bake? I'll shake, you bake?
No, I'm gonna shake.
I wanna shake.
Jesus Christ, I was kidding! No joke, I said this out loud as a lame one-liner, as I'm sure every audience member did. And our ingenious producer here waits 16 seconds in silence, thinking, man, what amazing topper can I give to that?
I wanna shake.
Oh shit! I was gonna say I'm Rick James, bitch, but yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
I know you have something to say, but I have something to say too.
I know you forgot I was in this movie, but to be fair, you can pretty much say that about anyone.
That's a very nice costume, young lady.
Vivian drops by Bosley's place because she's apparently attracted to him.
Miss Vivian. All right, Miss Vivian.
There is no Vivian, only Zool.
While that's going on, Natalie dances on Soul Train. Nobody's into it. Then they are. But who cares? Look at her butt! Again, the amazing dialogue will balance us out.
Pretty great, isn't she? Bins,
she's pretty good, right?
She has, like, really good shape, you know?
Like old school, right? Definitely.
Old school!
Please go away for the love of God!
Oh, also, Matt LeBlanc wasn't talking to Alex. He was just on another movie set. Oh, goddess again, man! This movie has more twists than a twisty straw that was straightened out by a terrible writer.
Damn you, Salazar!
Wow, his acting on this movie set was so bad, I thought it was just a scene from Charlie's Angels. But then the film commits the ultimate crime. Hands down, no forgiveness. It kills off Tim Curry. Boo! He was the game you played in the middle of class, and you're the jackass teacher that took it away! Boo! All right, it's getting a little better.
You bitch.
That's Charlie's bitch to you! The angels are attacked and Bosley is kidnapped, leading them to put together who's behind it.
Enemy.
I love she says it out loud as though he couldn't read. Or maybe she doesn't think Vivian's evil at all. She's just showing off her spelling skills.
Enemy.
Very good, honey. That's how you spell enemy.
I'm a producer.
Oh, of course. You're a big girl. But, shock, Knox was in on it too. I can't believe these people I knew nothing about were not the people I didn't know they were. Okay, I legit did not see that coming. The bullet somehow misses her though, and she hangs off a building naked because something something female empowerment. Speaking of which, hey look, your target demographic.
I've seen lots of boobies, you're right.
A little help?
No, really. We legit need your help writing this movie. What would you like to see in this?
Big boobies in race cars.
Big boobies with belly dancing.
Big boobies in lederhosen.
Oh, we don't care, sure.
Big boobies in underwear.
You stay here until you and Lucy Liu get along. The angels figure out where Bosley is, and you know what? I could just hear the audience chanting throughout the film. More Tom Green.
There's only one captain of this love boat. That captain is me. Chad.
Green, seriously, you can tell us, are you being kidnapped? Blink once for no and twice for yes. You know what? Just blink.
Was it the Chad?
No! The Chad was great.
Your divorce papers did not reflect that. I remember this place. This is where Mission Impossible 2 sucked. 2000s!
I don't know how to make chicken. Jerk.
Wow, she did what the audience couldn't, remember the line from the movie. Dylan finds Knox, but gets caught because, you know, she didn't look around like what a detective does. You remember your detectives, right?
You have the fullest, sweetest...
Was that this movie's Lecter slurp? Because it just looked like you were getting ready to polish your nose. Those aren't your lips. I'm an evil genius.
Mr. Knox, this is Charles Townsend.
It turns out Charlie killed Knox's father in war, thus he's trying to track him down and kill him.
The Angels tried to stop him while taking out a bunch of foes.
Don't take my lighter.
Don't light your cigarette. Don't untie me. And it was worth a shot.
Wait.
I swear she did this pose just so people could caption it. I'm near wrapping up here, so here's some quick ones I came up with.
First, you're gonna help me out of my chair, and then I'm gonna leapfrog over you before I break his nose.
She says exactly how she's gonna take each of them down, and all while doing so with her hands tied. Aw, shit, what order did she say again?
I thought you were listening.
Nobody listens to Drew Barrymore!
My wife does, she loves her show!
Oh, I guess dancing was her thing. I thought it was Natalie's, but no, it was Dylan's. You can be asked, you forgot which was which.
Come on, we're gonna miss happy hour.
That was literally the end of every shooting day. I love I can't tell when it's stunt women on a chopper and actresses on a safe green screen set. Really amps up the tension. Wow, the smoke from Turbo Man looked more real!
Missile's making a round trip!
They take Knox out and the day is saved! They even sneak their way into Charlie's house. You ever try peeking through a door that way? It's not a natural thing to do.
Eric Knox was born John McCadden. His father was in my army and he was working as a double agent.
Yeah, do you think anyone listened to the story? That would imply you wrote one!
Charlie, I've really enjoyed working on this assignment, and I eagerly anticipate returning to work.
He's so drunk. This was all a nightmare, and you'll be replaced in the sequel. They replay all the clips you presumably buttered the corn to, and the film finally ends. And that was Charlie's Angels. I'll give it this. Actually, no, I won't. It's so strange in this movie's desperate attempt to form an identity. It ironically creates very little of one. And so much of that is because the leads have no identity. The closest, I guess, is Natalie being ditzy, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what they were going for. But nobody else is given anything to remember aside from their spirit Halloween costumes. Look, I know what kind of movie this is supposed to be, so I wasn't expecting much. But I was expecting something. I guess I can say it's not as bad as the newer one, despite this film's magnitude of flaws. I can at least remember it as a 2000s time capsule. The new one, I can't remember at all, which, given some of the scenes in this movie, maybe this version should hope for that. Clearly it didn't do anything for me, but what are your thoughts? Did you grow up with it? Do you think it holds up? Did you always like it, always hate it, or has your opinion changed over the years? Whatever you think, let me know down below, and maybe I'll see you next. Embarrassing assignment. I'm the Nostalgia Critic, I remember. Oh my god, have you been dancing the whole time? This has gotta stop.
Oh! Shake what God gave you and what my money made better.
Okay, will you let these guys go already?
Ugh, okay. Evil is vanquished and you're all excused.
You know, one of these days you're gonna see that men are people.
No, I won't.
Okay.
You can just feel free to stick things in my slot.
We're continuing cameos for charity, and this month we're doing Kids Cancer Foundation. This is a 501 nonprofit charity founded in 2001, whose mission is to provide hope and support to local children and families battling childhood cancer. They accomplish this by providing compassionate, easily accessible, supportive care services. These are really great people who do really great things. So, if you want a cameo from me saying happy birthday or good luck or whatever, click on the link below and be giving to a good cause. If you're like, screw you, I don't want a cameo from you, well, consider giving to this organization anyway. Whatever you decide, give them a look and do your best to show your support.